Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favored Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that process, and how God will take your ordinary, everyday life to stretch you, make you, to take you to a place where you see the demonstration of His power, His love, His will in your life as you obey, as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you begin to see that manifestation of divine will being performed in your life. God's process for us is an Abraham process, that their place where we walk and we see the demonstration of His power, as Galatians 3 lets us know that if we have the faith of Abraham, then we are the children of God and receive the promises of Him. So we know that that process of the Abraham walk is a process where we walk by faith and we believe God and obey Him. And as we do, we see God stretch us, make us, and we grow in that line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We've been in the book of Proverbs, grabbing that wisdom in Proverbs. We're going back there. The book of Proverbs is to allow us to be skilled, and everything we do in every circumstance, the wisdom of God will be there as it was for Solomon. God will allow that same wisdom that He gave him to be in our lives so we can solve problems, so we can move in wisdom, so we will know how to handle situations, how we'll know how to talk in certain circumstances, and even do what we need to do in a wise way that everyone will be blessed by God's wisdom. We're going back there today, and we're going to talk about our bones. We talked about being blessed yesterday, but we're going to talk about our bones. Proverbs 3:8 says, "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." And what this is talking about is wisdom for well-being. This is wisdom for well-being, and this lets us how to allow things, the wisdom of God to allow us to learn how to get along, how to thrive, how to have right relationships. So this whole third chapter is talking about wisdom. It's talking about listening to teaching. It's talking about taking that teaching and applying it to your heart. It talks about prosperity and loving people and how to do good and to love man and God. So this third chapter really is talking about right relationships and wisdom for how to handle things. It lets us understand that the fifth verse, and I love this because it lets us understand the fifth through the 12th verse talks about how we're to trust God with all of our heart, and how we are to not try to figure things out on our own, but to rely and depend on God, to ask and to consult Him for His wisdom in the things that we do. We're to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, acknowledge God, acknowledge God's word, acknowledge God's rule, acknowledge God and say, God, I'm putting you first in this. I'm putting you ahead in this because I want to, your blessings, and I want to know that I'm in your will, and I want to know that I'm in your timing. So it lets us understand that we are to acknowledge God in everything that we do and everywhere that we go, so that He will be the one that's going to keep us and keep track of us and keep us from falling and keep us from making mistakes. We don't want to assume that we know it all and that we have our plan. We want God's plan. And when we acknowledge God, we honor Him in everything that we do. We give Him first our best, our love and our adoration, and saying, we want your wisdom, God. We want you to tell us what we need to do. So this lets us understand that when we do this, when we allow this to happen, it's when we do walk in that wisdom of God, it brings healing to our body, it nourishment to our bones, because it's a good place. We are allowing everything in our life to now flow in that realm of God's divine will. So as we do this, we're saying, God, bless us, bless even our bones, bless even everything, nourish us with the goodness of who you are, because we're not allowing stress, we're not allowing things that we did on our own to stress us out, to keep us in anxious and in anxiety because we didn't do it your way. But because we're doing it your way, God, bless us. Bless even our bones. Make everything in our body thrive and look the way that you said that it should be, because you created us to be that way. Proverbs 12:14 says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is a rottenness to his bones. And this is talking about relationships again. Being in the divine will of God, being in the place where we, even when we decide to marry or we get married, we want to make sure that that person is the one who fits not only us, but the will of God for our lives. So you can be, have a Christian spouse, and they still be, you still be unequally yoked. And what I mean by that is you have different paths. You have different desires when it comes to the spiritual things. Some people don't want to be a pastor's wife, or they don't want to be in the limelight. They don't want to be one that teaches. They don't want to be a leader, and they don't be married to anyone that is. And if you've been called to be a leader, if God has called you to do something that someone else doesn't want to, especially a woman, she can make life for you, men as well, that spouse can make life for you very difficult because they despise the path that God has chosen for you, and they despise you accepting it. So you have to make sure that you are in the will of God, and a healthy wife, a hearty wife, a vigorous wife, a wife that is loving, will show all of this compassion and support to her husband, and vice versa. They will show that support, but one that basically is doesn't want this, that's frigid, that's afraid, that doesn't want God's divine will in certain areas to be done, a disrespectful wife, a disrespectful husband, it's basically like cancer to your very bones. It eats at you. It eats away at you because there is no peace in your house. After facing everything on your job and your community and then the call of God, and then to come home to a spouse, male or female, that is disrespectful and hates your assignment or hate what you're doing, it is like cancer to the bones. So God is letting us know that even in our choices of a spouse, it can't be just the physical. Are they going to the same place you are in the spiritual realm? Are they called to do what you're doing? Are they called to partner with you and to allow God's will to be done in the spiritual aspect for what he wants to do in your life? So that is something that you have to make sure that you do, because if you do it the right way, it's going to be health and healing to your bones. It's going to be nourishment to your bones. It's going to be delight to your bones. It's going to make you happy. It's going to satisfy you. But if not, then it's going to be something that's going to be a cancerous thing, so to speak, to your very bone. It's going to eat away at you, at your heart, at your emotions, at your relationship, at you. And it's not going to be a place of being satisfied in what God is commission for your life. Proverbs 14 and 30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but the envy of the the rottenness of the bones. Now, when we look at this scripture, soundness of heart, soundness of mind is a place that God wants us to be always. It's a place that God requires us to be because it's a place of peace. It's a place of peace. And when you go through oppression, when you go through a lot of different things in your life, it will eat away at you. So the sound mind makes the body robust. It makes you feel good. It makes you, and God wants us to be whole in so many different ways. So when he talks about the bones, and he's talking about places and areas in your life that make you sound, make you sturdy, make you solid, make you secure. And he's talking about that place in your life. The bones is a metaphor to the place of happiness, the place of joy. And we understand that there will be times in our lives that we will have to deal with things. But to always continually be in a place of instability emotionally, relationally, is not the will of God. And he wants us to be sound. He wants us to be solid. He wants us to have the structure that says that you have the support that is good, and not something that is flimsy, weak, unstable, sick. That's something that eats away at you in the different areas. So when they're talking about this metaphor of the bones, it is talking about a solid, hard place. And when it's not that, it is the opposite. And it brings something to your life, in your life, that causes you to be in a place that God has not designed. And that does not mean that you're supposed to run away from problems. Because we're going to have problems in life. We're going to have things. We're going to have to deal with them in life, in relationships, in families, in marriages, with children, on our jobs, in the church, in the community. You're going to have things that will come up. And you don't just quit it just because that happens. You deal with it. You take the time to find out what you need to and get the wisdom for it. But when you have that consistent, agonizing thing where it's never a time of peace or little peace, there's not times of happiness or little happiness that is shown. These are the things that are consistent, and they will wear out the body, wear out with health issues and emotional issues and relational issues. You'll be angry and all these other things because there is no consistent, steady, good flow that is coming. And God wants us to be at a place where we have that. He wants us to enjoy this life. Even though we face problems, He wants us to be able to say that we have a life that looks like God, that resembles His love. So it lets us know that a sound mind makes a robust body, and that runaway emotional, the running away of the emotional realm that's always up and down, that is not good. It messes with our physical body. It erodes our body. And that's what they're saying. This is all the time we have for today. We'll come back again tomorrow and get back into this study about the bones and hear what the Lord has to say about the stability of our lives mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and relationally. And so we want us to be whole in every area. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.